Welcome into the PFF NFL Daily. Today, discussing the teams that need to be most active in free agency. It's all brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code PFF to get your shot to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week. That's promo code PFF for new customers to get a shot at 100-1 odds on any basketball team to hit a three-point shot, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Michigan, or Virginia only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT or in Virginia, 888-532-3500. All right, Sam, free agency is right around the corner. Some teams have a ton of cap space, but cap space or not, I think there are certain teams that absolutely need to make not necessarily a splash, but they have to work hard, maybe bring in a lot of players in free agency. Who needs to do the most in free agency this offseason?
So there's going to be a bunch of teams that, you know, we think can be competitive really quickly and have a lot of cap space to spend. They're going to be the obvious names to pick: the Patriots, the Colts, teams like that. I'm going to make it as simple, and it's not because of this, but the team with the most cap space is the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they need to spend a lot of it. And the reason for that is usually you kind of stockpile all these resources until you get the quarterback and you have proof that you have the quarterback, and then you deploy it all and you try and build around that guy as fast as humanly possible. Jacksonville are going to be drafting Trevor Lawrence, who is as sure a draft pick as there has been in the draft for a decade, two decades, however long you want to term it. He's the player that comes around once a decade, whether it's Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, John Elway. This is the guy. So you have to assume that he's going to be good, at which point start throwing resources at the team that was bad enough to get the number one overall pick this year and needs to be significantly better to help him out. There's going to be some pretty good wide receivers in the open market. There's going to be some offensive linemen. There's going to be defensive help everywhere. The Jacksonville Jaguars should deploy some of that monstrous stockpile, the war chest, and build around Trevor Lawrence before he even gets there.
And they have good draft capital as well. So I do love the idea of the Jaguars, who last year during the offseason, we said, wow, they are going for the number one overall pick. They have a roster. You know, they had just traded Jalen Ramsey during the season, picked up an extra first or two first rounders there. They were already reshaping their roster. I can't wait to see what their roster looks like on, say, you know, first week of May after free agency plus the draft. I do think they have a chance to completely change what it looks like there. Do you think the Jags can do enough if they are active enough and do pick up receiving talent, O-line talent, cornerback talent, maybe a pass rusher? Are we talking about a team that's competing in the AFC South next year?
I mean, that feels rich just because, I mean, the AFC South, the hashtag how hard can it be division, it's one of the better divisions to be trying to make a jump from worst to first, but it still feels like too far to go unless Trevor Lawrence is like absolutely phenomenal right out of the gate. And even then, they do need to start surrounding him with some talent, both on defense. We saw what happened in Houston last year. Even when you have a fantastic quarterback, if the defense sucks, and give him some weapons to play with as well. So competing might be too far, but let's bridge the gap, right? Let's go from nowhere near number one overall pick to somewhere in the middle, and then the year after that, we can take the jump into competing for the division in the playoffs.
All right, I have two teams I think need to be most active. I'm going to start with the Cincinnati Bengals, because everybody's talking about, hey, Joe Burrow needs more protection, and it starts in the offensive line. And usually people are answering that question by saying, hey, just draft Penei Sewell, throw him in at left tackle, move Jonah Williams to right tackle, boom, you're happy. But I have been pretty adamant that I think wide receivers protect the quarterback just as much as the offensive line does. And I think the Bengals might be better positioned, even if they get Penei Sewell, they still need more. But they might be better positioned to draft a wide receiver. But if they do that or not, we're talking about a team that needs three starting offensive linemen. I mean, that's what they need. And I think they need to explore all their options in free agency. They're also a team that has William Jackson at corner and Carl Lawson at edge defender. Arguably, their two best defensive players right up there with Jesse Bates at safety. They're both hitting free agency. So they either need to be active in replacing those guys just to get back to a reasonable defense, or they need to, you know, add a whole bunch of parts on that defensive side. So I think Cincinnati right now, they're currently sixth in cap space available. I think this is a huge offseason for them. I have a second team too, but what are your thoughts on the Bengals being one of those teams that needs to be active?
They do. The Bengals are tough because they're typically obviously not a free spending team. They have a lot of holes. They were a team that, you know, were headed in a bad direction. Got Joe Burrow. Things were on the right track until he got inevitably hurt. So they do need protection. And I think you're right. They could use protection in terms of offensive line and protection in terms of options to go with the football from receiving standpoint, but also defense. That defense was not in good shape. It's been eroding talent for a number of years as well. Yeah, I think they do need to make some kind of splash, but I just don't see them being a free spending team. Who's your next pick? You got one more, you said?
Yeah, we're going to throw back the clock just a little bit. Okay. So the New England Patriots, obviously, we've talked about their talent deficiency, right? When the dynasty started, it all started in 2001, and they won the Super Bowl that year. It was unexpected, and it was unexpected because this team that was 5-11 in 2000 decided to find all of the middle class free agents across the league, threw them onto the roster, stumbled into Tom Brady, and before you know it, okay, they're a Super Bowl champion. But in that year, here's why this could work this year. We're already hearing Alshon Jeffrey is going to get released. Let's just use Alshon Jeffrey as a baseline. He's still a pretty good player. He's got some injury concerns, but he could still be productive. By all accounts, there's going to be so many Alshon Jeffrey caliber players around the league getting released. That is a guy that can still contribute at various positions. And the Patriots have a ton of cap space, currently number three in the NFL. I think they might go swoop in, grab a lot of these middle class players. We'll call that. That's where Alshon is. And much like in 2001, when they're bringing in Antoine Smith, Mark Edwards, David Patton, Mike Compton, Anthony Pleasant. Has anybody heard of these names? Mike Vrabel, the Titans coach. Has anybody heard of these guys? Maybe not. But they all were either starters or just heavy contributors on that team. And I think New England has a chance to completely reshape their roster with middle-class free agents. And I think they're going to be active doing it.
That was like seen as the Patriot way for years, right? That was the way they did things, is they let these superstars walk. They replaced them with sort of average middle class free agents, and therein a championship dynasty was born. The longer that passes, the more I start to think that actually you just plug Tom Brady on pretty much any team, and that team was going to the Super Bowl regardless of what was around him. And really, that was the
also
strategy.
True.
That was the Patriot way, not the genius they had in the free agent market, wheeling and dealing. And if you try and do that again, minus Brady and no quarterback, it's just going to be a train wreck. Let me give you two more teams, though, that I think need to spend for different reasons. The Washington Football Team and the Denver Broncos are both good teams with enough cap space and a desperate need at quarterback. Like, they're both in a position where they could be winning things right now if they had some kind of answer at quarterback. Washington, you know, Alex Smith is not going to be the future. Taylor Heinicke, probably not. They re-upped him off the back of that phenomenal playoff game, but you can't expect him to be that consistently down the line. And then Denver, they've assembled this incredible group of receivers and talent. The offensive line took massive steps forward. The defense was pretty good, despite having this train wreck of cornerback injuries. They need a quarterback. Those are both teams that should be like desperately trying to win the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes or make that level of splash, even if it takes like everything that they would be spending this offseason.
So not necessarily active in free agency, because I was wondering where you were going with that. Like, oh, you mean they need to grab Ryan Fitzpatrick or Cam Newton?
Yeah, a trade during free agency. You know, get in there and make that trade happen in lieu of spending in free agency.
I think you're right. And here's the other thing, too. Denver's close as a team. Unfortunately, they're in the AFC West, so they have to keep up, right? If they do have Deshaun Watson and those weapons, though, boom, they're right in the mix with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs and the Raiders and the Chargers. The football team, though, has a golden opportunity. That defense really came together last year. Add some playmakers to help out Mr. Terry McLaurin. And then if they do have a quarterback, the NFC East is in shambles. The way the Giants roster, the rebuilding Eagles, and who the heck knows what's going to happen with the Cowboys. They still have to figure out Dak. So Washington has an opportunity to be that team and maybe go back to back in the NFC East. They're the defending champs, Sam. So yes. Yeah, I like it. All right, let us know. Who do you think? Who needs to be most active in free agency this offseason? It's a PFF NFL Daily.